The Osgood File, sponsored by Cassidy Turley, Thought Leadership, Superior Results, Challenging the Conventional in Commercial Real Estate Services, Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is in Germany still being debriefed by the military, but there are plenty of people who've already made up their minds, saying he wasn't really sick, calling him a deserter, even saying he wasn't worth ransoming, especially for the release of five Taliban fighters. The president's response?
We had a prisoner of war whose health had deteriorated, and we saw an opportunity, and we seized it. And I make no apologies for that.
And based on what CBS's David Martin is hearing from the Pentagon, it might be wise to withhold judgment. More after this. A lot of people have been openly asking whether Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was worth rescuing. They point to the emails sent to his parents criticizing the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. They imply that he's a deserter, since there's never been an explanation of exactly how he went missing that day in 2009. There are even questions about whether his health was really deteriorating, which is the reason the White House gave for ordering the rescue without notifying Congress. But Pentagon correspondent David Martin says military debriefers are learning that conditions during his 5 years in captivity were harsher than they thought. And as for his disappearance,
the officer who investigated Bergdahl's disappearance interviewed many of the same soldiers who are now calling him a deserter. They described him as always on time, dressed in proper uniform, and courteous. A little quirky, but not freaky.
In fact, Bergdahl had sneaked off the post before, and at the time his buddies thought it was neat he'd gotten away with it. As for being a deserter,
the investigating officer could not reach any definite conclusions about what Bergdahl was thinking when he disappeared for good. But he speculated that the good soldier was simply bored with the routine of standing guard.
CBS's David Martin. And as the debriefing continues, we should find out soon enough who's right and who's making stuff up. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.